Ye Mishnayis Tyrus, Rop the Perig Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Kabeitza Oichlin, if you have the size of an egg's worth of food, Shenichan Bechama, that you left it in the sun, Vinismatu started to shrink there, dried out, it became a little bit smaller than the size of an egg. And Bechain, the same Malachar is Kazayis Minamais, that usually if you only have an olive, the size of an olive from a mace, it's Metama. But if it shrunk now and became less than the size of an olive, or also gezayis min anavela, the same aloch and avela, dead animal, but chadoshesh min asheretz, a dead sheretz, the size there is chadosh, the size of a lentil, or else gezayis of exayis of pigul, the midrabon and pigul has a din tumor on it, or also gezayis noitza, the same thing, gezayis chalef, of fats from a korbin that has tumor on it, midrabonin, so aloch riz, that hare elu terim, that they are Torah, since they were dried out and became less than the size of a kezayis of an egg, of an olive, or less than the size of a kebetza of oichel, and needs the size of a kebetza. Since it's less than that size, it has no claim to be metama something else. So it's Torah were pertaining to that it cannot be metama something else. But the ein chayav maleim mishum pigul neisav etamei, but you're not chayiv on it. If you eat it, nishum pigul neis v'tamei, because you're eating less than the size of a kezayis. What's going to be a nichem gishamai left the same food in the rain, v'nispechu, and it blew up, and it came back to the size of an olive, or the size of an egg. Temeyim, now it is makabel tumor again. And v'chayav malayim nishum pigul neis v'tamei, if somebody eats it now, he'll get malchus, he's chayiv, feeding pigul, or else neis, or else darbatamei. The Mishnah Hay. Kol hatumois keshas mitziyosim. Whenever you have a suffix whether something was tummy or is tummy, you have to look at it the way it is when you find it. Like Lamashtil, we have a person, a nodom, that at night time so you touched him, and in the morning you find him, he's dead, and you don't know if at night time when you touched him, was he dead or not. So in the morning when you find him mace, you go bos keshas mitziyosim. Since at that time he's mace, you become tummy. Him Timaeus, Timaeus, him Taurus, Taurus. If the matzah of it is right now, let's say it's a sheretz, and you find the sheretz right now that is burnt up, it's less than the size of, less than the size, therefore it remains Torah. In the chusais, let's say you find the kli cheres, book of some apostle, in the noel hames, that's the way you find it right now, and the way it is right now, it should remain Torah, whatever's inside it, but you have a doubt, maybe before it was uncovered. So lachar is no. If right now you find it covered, you have a right to say it was always covered and it remains tor. In Megulas, the way you find it right now, it's uncovered. In Megulas, they have a look like it's tummy. Macha, let's say you find a needle. Shenim says mleya chaluda. And right now it's full of rust. It's not fit to be used. Therefore, it doesn't have a shen kli on it. By shru, you find it now it's broken. Taira, even though now it's on top of an eichel, you have a right to say, though, that b'shas was makabel tum. It was the same way. It was a broken kli. It's not called a kli. It's not tamei. The food remains Torah. But this is the klal. The nerds are shvur toira. Why? Shekol ha-tumah is kishas mitzios. Any suffix about tumah, you always go bosa after the time the way you find it right now. The Mishnah Vav. Cheresh shoyte b'kotn, a person that's mute, or a fool, or a kotn under bar mitzvah. Shenimtsu b'movi, you found them in a mov in an alleyway. Sheesh by tumah, that there is tumah, there is a mace there. We have a suffix if they walked over the mace or not. Salachar is a reel of becheskas taira. Even though it's in the Rishus HaYochid, and usually suffix Rishus HaYochid is tamei, but they have the loch again. The Mishnah says, Shein boy dasli shoyl, they're not smart enough, we can't ask them, they can't answer us. So therefore, min ha-suffix, they remain Torah. But, b'chol ha-tikech, any smart person, a normal person, that you could ask and you could answer, then becheskas tumah. Then, since it's Rishus HaYochid, and he suffered as the Cheskas Tumma, even though he doesn't realize whether he touched the mace or not, Minas Suffolk, he's Tumma. The Mishnah ends off, B'chol Shein Bar Das Lishol, anytime you have something that you can't ask and he doesn't have Das to answer, Lachar is Tzveikai Tumma, Minas Suffolk, it remains Tohor. The Mishnah Zayin, Tinik Shenimtsa B'tzam Beis HaKboros, he found a kid that was Tohor on the side of a cemetery. V'ashashana b'yodin, the kid now is holding some roses. V'yena shashana mele b'mokam atumma. And these roses grow b'mokam by the, in the base of course, by the mace. So once Boris said that Mustafa the Tinnik went there and picked them off, and Melo the Tinnik is Tomei. Still we say Torah, so only Sofa can remain Torah. Why? Shaniyam Abarat to say, Achar Likton Gnosam Loi, somebody else collected these roses and gave it to him, so Tinnik still is Torah. The Mishnah says, V'chein Chamor, the same thing applies by a donkey. Beinak first, so the donkey is growing between the cemetery. So Lachari is Caleb Torim. We have a doubt whether the chamor, its kelim, its utensils on it touched the mace and went near the mace. See, even though it's a good sofa to say it's tamei, but since the chamor is ain't by das lishur, doesn't have understanding to ask him, therefore menas sofa we say the remain tor. Mishneches, tinik that was tamei, shenimtza b'tzad isa, we find him on the side of dough, near a piece of dough, v'habetzek b'yodin, he's now a piece of the dough is in his hand. So Sofik now, did the kid touch the dough when he like pulled it off, and therefore is metama the dough or not? Rabbi Meir Mitar, Rabbi Meir says the dough still remains tor. Because again, we'll say that maybe a person that was tor pulled off the dough and gave it to the kid. But since it's a Sofik, again, and the kid is named Bodasli Shoyl, therefore we say it's tor. The Chachomim Mitar, the Chachomim say no, here's come out like a Vadai. And therefore we say that the both the Betzek, the Iser, is Tomei, Mustam the Tinnik, touch the dough, therefore the dough is Tomei. And he says, why should Derech HaTinnik v'tafeyach? It was normal for the kid to play with the dough, so therefore we say, most probably the kid pulled off a piece of the dough when he touched it, and therefore the dough is Tomei. What's going to be Botzek in a piece of dough now? Sheyesh boi nekirus tanagolim. There's like holes in it, as if a chicken maybe ate from it. Or mashkin tamei b'toch habayis, or else there's water that's tamei inside the house. So in yesh bein mashkin l'kikoros, if between the water and these pieces of bread that the chicken pecked into, kidei sheyinagbu es piyim boritz, there's enough space there that that this tarnagol, the chicken, like we're afraid must probably first have drank from this mashkim tumeim, so it has water that's tamei, and then it went and touched the dough with it, so made the dough tamei. So we say if there's enough time in between, that even if the chicken drank from the tamedic water, but it could dry off its mouth on the ground, and then when it went to eat from the betzek, the dough, it was dried already. So reilu term again minasafik, the same with asli shor, we say remains tor. Uvaporo vakelev, same thing if you have a porra, a cow, or you have a dog there, the same thing, there's tomadic water there, and then we're afraid they bit into the dough. Kidei shielacha kuas the shones enough that they should dry up, lick up their mouth. Vishar kol behem, kidei shies nagiv, and the behem time enough that it could dry out. So again, it's only a suffix, and therefore in a suffix we say the rainbow dasli shoyl remains tor. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov mitaya bekelev. Lo Yaakov says it's tor by a dog, shupikeach, shein daka l'niches amozon v'leilech l'mayim. Because of Yaakov says, even if the water and the dough was one next to another, right next to one another, still he says by a smart dog, it's tor. Because say it's not a derech for a dog to leave all the food and then to go and drink. There must probably first he ate, and then he went to drink, so therefore the kikar still remains tor. Yeah, Perek Revi, Mishnah, Hazorek Tuma Mimokum Lamokum. If you throw something that's Tomei from place to place, and you have a doubt now whether it touched any tyrus in the place where it landed. Or else, Kikor, you throw a bread that's Tor, Lebein HaMaftachos in between keys that are Tomei. Or else, Mafteach, you throw a key, which is Tomei, Lebein HaKikros in between breads that are Tor. And you're not sure whether the tumah touched the tyrus or not. So in all these cases, it's tor. And the reason is because since when you threw it, you at that time did not know whether it's going to touch it or not. So it's sort of like a dove shein by dasli shoyl, and therefore it's all tor. Reb Yudah says ki kolabein amaftechois tomei. Reb Yudah says it depends. Ki kolabein amaftechois, if you throw this bread, it's tor. Between the Tomadika keys, then Tomei. Kosiyo, since the person that threw at the man is called the Yesh Bodasli Shoyl, therefore Menasafik is Tamei. But let's say the opposite way, you throw the Mafteach, which is Tamei, Levena Kikris, between the breads, and you have a doubt whether to touch the breads or not. So since Pamokum where it landed, like you don't know where it landed, there it's Torah. That Safik, he agrees, is Torah. But Laloch, if you don't pass like, if you do pass like the Tanakamo, that a Zerik has a loch like Ein Bodasli Shoyl, Menasafik is Torah. Mishnah Beis, HaSheretz Bepi HaChuldah. Let's say you find the sheretz in the mouth of a chuldah. Because you have a dead sheretz, which is Tameh, in the mouth of a weasel. Or Malech HaSagah B'Kikris. Now this weasel is walking, going over bread. Shel Truma Truma. Sofek Nova Sofek Lenog. We have a doubt whether this weasel with the sheretz touched these breads that's Truma or not. Slocher is Sveikah Torah and Asafik, with a doubt we said the remain Torah. It's a new Svar here. Since the Tum is passing by and it did not land, we do not know where it landed, therefore Sveikah is Torah, even Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And even in the case where a person will be holding it, since it's not landed, we don't know where it landed, here it would be Safik would be Torah. Mishnah Gimel. Ha Sheretz of Piachulda. Again, this dead Sheretz is in the mouth of a weasel. Or else, via Navelu Vapia Kelev, you have a part of a dead animal, also has tumor on it, in the mouth of a dog. The Yovru Benatarim, they're passing by now between people that are Tarim. Or Yishovru Tarim, but anywhere else, people that are Torah went passed by these, and you don't know whether they touched one another or not. So again, Sveikah Tarim, and Asafik remains Torah. Mivnei Shein, the Tumor Mokam, because the Tumor itself does not have a Mokam Kavua. Not down, the tomb itself is passing by. That's the Svara, therefore Menasafik remains Torah. What's going to be though? Let's say the kel of the dog, or let's say the chuldah threw down to the floor the sheretz or the nevelim, and they were biting on it and moving it around, but I call upon him, it was on the ground. The yomer, a man says that it was Torah. I went past by that place, and I'm not sure whether I touched the nevelo or the sheretz. So in such a case, the person is tummy, the father of Mishra Yochid. Because here the tumma is on a mokum, it's on the ground, even though it's moving around. But our koponim is called on a mokum, that's called the sheesh la tumma mokum. Here, Mishnah Dalad. If a raven is flying and like has a kizayis of a mace in its mouth, now sofek heil al adam v'yalakelim. Rishus Yochid, you have a sofek now whether it flew with this mace over a person or over kelim, and they were in Rishus Yochid. So loch is like this: sofek adam tamim. If you have a sofek whether it went over the person or not, since a person is yesh to dachli shulans in Rishus Yochid. That's the locha. Sofik tumah b'shus yachid is tamei. Bring it out from Saita. But sofik kelim, if you have a doubt whether it went over kelim utensils, then tor it remains tor because kelim aksidid davar shein bar das lishoil. Hamamala v'yasar dolan. Unless there's somebody fetches water with 10 different pitches, v'nimtza sheretz biechem, and he finds now a sheretz in one of these pitches. The locha is who tamei only this one pitcher. This one, the Li, is Tomei. But the Kulam Torim, all the rest of them remain Torim. We're not afraid. Maybe the Tumah went Mimokam from one place to another place. And similar, Hama'oro, let's see, a pouring of water, Mekli Lekli, from one Kli to another Kli. Benimsa Sheretz Patach, and they found now a Sheretz on the bottom Kli. So again, the El Yerin Torah, the top Kalim remain Torah, because we're not Machs of Tumah, Mimokam, Mimokam, but rather we say the Tumah remains only was there in the bottom one, not in the top one. Therefore, the top one remains Toho. The Mishnah Hay Al Shisha Sveikos Sor from Esa Truma. Six doubts whether the thing is Tommy or not, and Truma comes in contact with them, like we'll soon see. So, Locher is Sorfim. Locher is if Truma becomes Vade Tommy, then it's a mitzvah to burn it. The Chiddush here, even though it's only a Sufik, also you have to burn the Truma. Al Sofik Beisapras. Beisapras, that's a field that there was a mace buried there, and then they went and they plowed over it. It's a suffer now whether you touch it now, you touch it, a bone, a netzim of the masana. So mina suffik your tummy, midrabon your tummy. If somebody first went by his base of pras and then he touched truma, halacha is we burn the truma. Bial suffik offer habon near a tamin. We bring dirt from chutz loretz, that midrabon has a din tumor on it. And now if that dirt touches truma, the din is also we have to burn the truma. We have the clothing of an Amoritz with Rabban and they gave it a din tumo as if he's a Zav. So the Begadim is also coming. If it touches Truma, you have to burn the Truma. So if you find the Kli on the street, some of the Rabban has a din tumo on it, you have to be afraid maybe a Zav, a Zava sat on them. So therefore, they're Matama. Even Kalim and Odom, here it's Matama, the Truma. They have to burn the truma. The al sofik harokin and nimtzoyim. If you find spit in the middle of the street, also it's a sofik, maybe a zav. It was a spit from a zav's tummy. So if that touches truma, you'll have to burn the truma. Al sofik meragli odom shein tineged meragli beima. If you find urine of a person, also you have to be afraid maybe it came from a zav that has din ava tumor on it. Even though you find it next to the urine of a beima, and you can tell the difference. Still, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it was from the Zav, and therefore it's Metama, and therefore if it touches Truma, you'll have to burn the Truma. Halacha is Avadai Magoyin Shu Suffix Tumason. Suffix is a Truma. In all these cases, if you know for sure you touch them, even though it's a doubt whether it's Tumi or not, that's the Salacha that you still have to burn the Truma. Rabbi Yossi says, Afal Suffix Magoyin Shu Siyachid. Even if you only have a doubt whether one of these six things touched the truma, it feels like a sveik sveiko, but still, since you have a doubt whether it touched it in the tin rishus yochid, that's the law of rishus yochid sveiko yistame. However, the chum say rishus yochid tovim. If this happens in rishus yochid, the din is that you do not burn the truma, since it's only a suffix whether these things touch the truma. And even if they did touch the truma, it's a suffix whether they're tum in the first place. So therefore, we do not burn the truma. Religious tolim means the din is then hang it like you're not allowed to eat it, not allowed to burn it, because it's only a suffix tumma. But Rishus Rabban, and if this happens in Rishus Rabban, that's where the truma is, and the din is tor, and a suffix we say, the truma remains tor in a Rishus Rabban. You would be able to eat it. A kohen would be able to eat it. The emission of hope. Shnei Roikin, let's say there were two types of spits there in front of you. Echotom of Yechotor, one was from the spit of a Stam person, that the Mishnah before says, Stam Roikim in the street, but the Rabban is Tome, where Choshene came from a Zav. The Yechotor, and the second spit, you know for sure, came from an Odom that was Tor. And now, Toilin al Magon, let's say now, both these spits from the Shusha Yochid, and a person touches one of them, he doesn't know which one he touches. So the din is tolin, you don't burn now truma if you touch the truma after touching it, but rather loy eichlim loy sarfin. So tell him amagam whether you touch now one of these two spits, the amasom whether he carried them, alasetim whether he moved them, b'shusiyachid. The din is tolin for loy sarfin. The amagam b'shusarabim, let's say you touched the dough directly though. And it was just Rabbim, Bizman Shein Lachin. If they're wet, so then the lock is also, it's only Tolim. But the Al Mason, if you carry them, Bein Lachin, Bein Yavashim, whether they're still liquidy or whether they're dried out. I see it by Mason, even if it's dried out, because it's cold, you're carrying it. Mashenka, when you touch it, it's only if it's wet, because then it's Dovek, it's like attached to you. But if you touch it when it's dry, then you will not have this Chumrah. But you carry it, even though it's Bein Lachem, Bein Yavashim, now the Lachem, there it's Tolim. What's going to be Hayuroik Yechidi? Let's say there's only one spit in front of you. V'nogabon, you touched it. V'noson, you carry it. V'aset, you moved it, Rishus Rabim. The Lachem is Sarfin, all of us are true, like we had in the Mishnah before. There's only one there, so that, then you touched it. Now it has Lachem, as if you Vadei Tomei now, Madri Rabbonin, and therefore leaving Rishus Rabim, it's not called the Sarfin, it's called the Gavadei Tumam. And therefore, you have to burn. If you touch truma, they'll have to burn that truma. V'yein tzorch lo, you have to tell me, v'shus yachad, v'yein v'shus yachad. Now, for sure, this would be the lochom. Halach would be surfing, we would burn them. Mishnah Zayin. Elu sveikah shetir chachamim. These sveikahs tuma, even if you have it in Rishus HaYochid, still mena safik, we say it's tor. Safik mayim shuvim. You have a mikvah, and you have a safik whether mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah or not, lochra still remains tor. Again, mayim shuvim will only pass if gimelugim fall in before you have the aboyim saws worth. You have a safik about it, since it's only psul the aboyim, and safik they went lakula. Safik tuma tzaf apnei mayim. You have a safik whether tuma is floating atop of water, which we'll have later in Mishneches. Safik mashkin letamei. You have safik water lemashkin is tamei uletamei is tor. We'll also have later on in the Mishnah about this. Safik yadayim. You have safik about the hands, whether they're tamei or not. Letamei or letamei vilitorator. Any safik about the hands also remains tor. We'll have later on in Mishnah Tes. Safik rishus rabna. Any safik tum rishus rabna din is its tor. Safik divrei seifrim. You have a safik atum midirabonin. Also we'll have later on. Safik hachulin. Safik about chulin. Safik shrotzim. Safik negoyim. Safik nezirus. Safik becherus. Safik bekabonis. All these sveikis midirabonin still remains Torah. Like we'll explain now, the Mishnah now will go on to explain each one of them. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Now we'll explain all these sveiki shetiru. So now it says about Mishnah Ches, Sofik tuma tzofa pnei mayim. What is the case here before? If you have a sofik, and that if you touch the tuma that's floating on top of the water, so Mishnah says, bein bekeilim bein bekarka, where the water is in a kli, and there's a tumei floating on top of it, and you have a sofik whether you touched it or not. Or else bein bekarka, whether the water is floating on the water, and the same thing, the tumor is in it, so this is called the suffix. So the reason why your Torah is, because it's not considered like the tumor has a makam, since it's floating on the water, it's not called bim kaimoi, therefore when a suffix it's tumor, it's Torah. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, depends, bekelim tumor, if it's in the kli, so that's called its makam in the kli, therefore when a suffix your tumor. Or bekaka, if the water is floating on top of the ground, and the tumor is in the water floating, then it's Torah, it's not considered like there's a special makom for that tumah. Rav Yehuda says, Safek yigridosai, if the Safek happened when you went down to the water, then tumah, because then usually the things come close to you, most probably you touched it. Safek aliyosa, the Safek is when you came up, did you touch it or not, then Torah, because most probably the things went away from you. Therefore, when a Safek, you remain Torah. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu ein shemela molay adam v'tuma is tohor." And there's only enough water there that if the person goes into it, for the person and the tuma, so it's kamat korev. It's pretty probable, most probably, that he did touch it. Still, he says tohor until you know for sure that you touch it. So it's called a suffix that the tuma does not have its makom. That's the klal. The suffix and the tuma does not bim kaimoi. The locher is it's tohor. Yeah, Mishnah Tes. Sofek mashkin letame tome ketzen. What's the case that we have a doubt whether the mashkin, the liquid, received tome, means letame, whether it became tome or not? Then in a sofek we say, yes, the water is tome. What's the case? Tome sheposhet es raglo lebein mashkin turin. A person that was tome spread out his feet and it went near mashkin liquid that was tor. And the question is now, Sofik Noga, Sofik Lo Noga. We have a doubt whether this person touched this mashkin or not. So you have a doubt whether the mashkin became Tomei or not. So Locher is, Sveikoi Tomei. And a Sofik we say, yes, it is Tomei. Since it's a Sofik Midiraisa, therefore Sofik Midiraisa, we go Luchumra. What's going to be, Hoyikika Tomei Biyoda? You have a Tomei Dika piece of bread in your hand. Uzork on the bein mashkin turn, you threw it near between mashkin that was tor. Sofik noga, sofik le novi, without whether this tikka, this piece of bread, touched this liquid or not, was it metama, the liquid or not. So again, sveike tom, it's a sofik midiraisa, you have to go to chumra. Uletame tor, where's the case where you have a doubt whether the water gives off tumma to something else, that the other thing remains tor? Kate said, what's the case? Hoitzamakel biyod, you had a stick in your hand, over roisha at the end of it, the head of it, mashkin tameim. There was some liquid on it that was tamei. Uzrokel ben kikras term. You threw now the stick with the mashkin in it, in between a loaves of bread that was tor. Safik noga safel and noga. You have a doubt whether the liquid touched the kikras or not. So locher is sveke tor min asafik. It remains tor. Since the law is that mashkin tameim is only mitam other things midirabonin, therefore it remains a suffix midirabonin, and therefore we go lakula. The Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Yosi says, suffix mashkin loichlin is tamei. We have a suffix where the mashkin tameim touch food or not. See yolz min a suffix it's tamei, but see yolz it's not a dirabonin, because locha by midiraisa. Rabbi Yosi yolz the midiraisa mashkin tameim is mitam. Oichlin, food. Therefore, it's a suffix. You see the rice, you have to go to Chumra. Fila Kalim, let's say the suffix is whether this tomatic water touched Kalim utensils, then Tor, because that's only Midi Rabbon, and suffix Rabbon, you go to Kula. Kate said, what's the case? Shtei Chob, you see, have two barrels here. Achas Temei, Vyachas Torah. Two barrels of water. One barrel has tomatic water, and one barrel has Toradic water. The Yos, Isam Yachas Mena, you may dough. And he used water from one of these two barrels. Sofek min ha-tumeya, also. Sofek min ha-teros, you have a sofek. From which barrel did he take the water? So in such a case, zel sofek mashkin loichlin tamei. In such a case, that if you have a sofek, whether this water that was tamei touched the food or not, so min ha-sofek is tamei. But our kelim will be a sofek, whether it touched kelim or not, or remain Torah. That's a Sofek Rabban, will be Torah. Mishnah Yudalev. Sofek Yudayim. You have a Sofek whether your hands are Tomei or not. So Lachor is like this. Li Tomei. One Sofek is, did your hands become Tomei or not? Ule Tomei means we know your hands are Tomei. The question is, did your hand touch something else or not? Or else for Li Tar, you have a Sofek. We know for sure your hands was Tomei. We have a Sofek now whether you put them into the mikvah, whether you washed your hands, did they become Torah or not? So in all these three cases, the locker is Tor, Minasofik, De Tomei, Minasofik, De Tor, they're all on its side, Thomas de Rabbonin. Sofik, Rishus Rabbin, any Sofik, De Tomei, took place, Rishus Rabbin, that's a locker's Tor. Sofik, Divrei Sofim, you have a Sofik and an Issa, De Tomei, De Rabbonin. Och, what's the case? Och, Alech, Le Tomei, a person eats food, it's Tomei. So the person who comes Tomei, De Rabbonin, or El Shoso, Mashkin, when he drank Mashkin, it's Tomei. Or else, bor roish ruba b'mayim shuvim, he puts his head and most of his body into mayim shuvim. Or shenoflu al roish ruba shloish shuvim b'mayim shuvim. Or else, fell on top of his head or most of his body himulug b'mayim shuvim. All these things are tamei d'rabbanim. His sveiket torah. You have a suffix whether these things happen or not. Then our suffix you remain torah. Avodav shuav atum is something that's an avatum of umi divrei sofrim means the rabbanim were geizer on this thing. It should have a loch of an abatumba, like let's say dam tfusim im ace, the dam comes out of an ace. Then the locher is sveke tami minasofik, the din is that remains tami. The Mishnah Yud Beis. Sofik hachulin, where is the case that a sofik of regular chulin, shetiru hachamim, zutiris precious, means a person that's perish. That means he took chumras upon himself. He was eichel chulim b'tayra. So in such a case, since only chum midrabbanin and melulam sofik tuma by the tyrus sveikum would be tor. Sofik shrotzim. Where's the case of sofik kasheretz that we say the chum said tor? That means kasheretz mitziyasa. And if we go according to the time, how it is when you found him? Let's see, yizarek, a person throws in zarek adam sheretz. Somebody throws a sheretz between the kikros. Between the breads, and you have a suffix whether it touched it or not. So when you find it's not touching it, we say the kikris remain Torah. That's called kashas mitziyasim. Suffix negoyim, where's the case of suffix negoyim, negol kulo? Vitchila Torah. Kishanega dayim becheskas tyra. That means if you're still a cheskas tyra at the beginning, you have a suffix whether it became a neger or not, and then is sveikoi Torah. Ad shaniska kletumo. And as Kozman, we were not Kozman turned the current did not pass on him, but he's Tomei, but ourself if you say it's still Torah. That's called actually Niskek Latuma. But Misha Niskek Latuma, once the current passed on him, whether there's Negas Vade Tomei, then any Sveik, whether it came Torah or not, remains Tomei. Sofik Naziris Mutter, Any sofik by nazirus, if a sofik what a person says if he meant it or not, his problem says a rain in dozim yesh bikri hazeh meyekur, and he finds it was stolen, he doesn't know how much is there. Locher is mutam, and a sofik that said nazirus is not chal. Sofik becherus, sofik is something that peter rechamana has a kuchas bechor or not. Then we say echot bechor odom, yechot bechor beim, what's a person, what's a behema, bein temeya, whether it's a temeya ben toiram. Here the case is that the Kohen who wants to be Maitzi, he has to bring a proof. Therefore, the Odom by the Behema, your potter from giving away the Behema, we say, HaMaitzi Mechavera Olav Araya. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Sofik Karbonis. What's the case of Sofik by Karbonis? Isha Shiesha Sofik Chomish Ladis. Isha has upon himself a Sofik of five different ladis. Or else a Sofik Chomish Zivais. So locher is mevi and korban echad. She brings only one korban. V'yechelas bezvach, which has a right teeth from the karbonis. V'yein ashar alechayv. When the rest of the karbonis is not to the chayv, she does not have to bring the other karbonis. Now the isha has a suffix, whether she's a yeledis, how many times, five times, real suffix zivoyt. So locher, as long as she brings at least one korban vaday, she brings this an oilas chatis. The chatis oif is ball a suffix. So for sure she's Yoytza Chayv, she's not called Mechus Kippurim anymore, and from now on she can eat Kachim, and she does not have a Chiv to bring any more Kabonis. Yeah, Perek Chamishi, Mishnala, HaSheretz, a dead Sheretz, one of the eight Shrotzim, that's Tomei, if you touch it, it's the Tomei B'maga, or else V'Atzvadeya, you have a frog, it's not Matame at all. Rishus Rabin, both of these in Rishus Rabin, and you have a Sufik, which one of them you took, so it's a shayla, sofik tum b'shus rab, what's the locha? V'chein, the same shayla could be, yav k'zayis min hameis, that's tamei even b'yoyil, or k'zayis min anavela, next was also k'zayis of an avela, that only has tumas magamasa, that does not have a tumas oil on it. Or else v'yetzim min hameis, v'yetzim min anavela. Alright, turn over, turn on the other side. V'yetzim min hameis, there's a bone of a mace. If you touch it, it's matamiyu, the b'mag of a master, it's not matam v'yoyil. The yetzim in an avela, and there's a bone there from a dead animal that has no tum at all. And you touch one of them, you don't know which one you touch, if it's sofik as b'shus rabim. Or else, v'gush me'eretz tori, a piece of ground that came from a land that's tor. V'gush me'beis ha'pras, a piece of land that came from a sofik tum, that's a field that there was a kever, somebody buried there, and they plowed over the field. So it's a sofik tumah midrabbanan, or else gush mi'eretz Torah, gush mi'eretz Am. You have a piece of land from Eretz Torah, from Eretz Yisrael, and a piece of land that came from Chutz Lo'ot, that has tumah on it. Or else shnei shvilim, there are two roads. Echad tamei, one road has a mace over there that if you walk through, you become tamei. The echad Torah, on one road is Torah. Now holach b'yechemem, this person walked down one of these two roads, and the any yidui does not know me'ezem me'em holach through which road did he go. So it's a suffix whether we touch the tumah of Rishus Rabin, or else Heil Alech, and then there's over oil over one of them. There's a Gezayis Min Ames and Gezayis Min Anavela. The Yen Yodei Alech Vemoil doesn't know whether it was over the Gezayis Min Ames then he is Tomei, or whether it was the Gezayis Min Anavela in his Torah. Or else Heset the Sechmim, he moved one of them. Then you do Ezvim Heset, whether it was the bone of the Mace or a bone of the Nevela. So what's the loch in all these Sveikis for Rishus Rabin? So Rav Yakiva Metame, Rav Yakiva says, Sofik Tumah B'Shus Rabim, the person still becomes Tamei. And the Pshat, he learns, that the Klala Sofik Tumah B'Shus Rabim is Torah, the son of the Gate of Tyrus. And something happened, La'ach HaShnel Ad HaSofik. But since there's no Takona, therefore we're Mekel. Ma'ashenka Negate the person himself, since even though he says Tamei, he just goes to the Mikvah and becomes Torah, so Rav Yakiva says, he's Takatomei, he has to go to the Mikvah. However, the Chachamim mitar, the Chachamim say no, he remains tor. Even the Gabi Odomos who says Klala Sofik Tumah Rishus Rabim is tor. The Mishnah Beis, Echad Shoma. One person says Nogati Vazeh, I touched something. There's much of a continuation of the Mishnah before, where there was a Sheretz there and a Tzvadeya there, and he says he touched something. Just V'yeni Yodeya Imhu Tami Imhu V'imhu Tor. Is not sure whether we touch the Tzvadeh or whether we touch the Sheretz, or else Nogati, V'en Yodei, V'ezim Mishnei Nogati, I touched, and same thing, I have a doubt which one I touched. So again, we have a kiva metame, kiva is the person himself, even though it's a sofer tumah b'shus harabim, still the person becomes tumah, he has to go to the mikvah. The chacham in the metairu, the chacham is saying that he remains tor, sofer tumah b'shus harabim is tor. Rabbi Yossi metame b'kulam, Rabbi Yossi says, all them yozak have kiva the tumah, just metame b'shvil, just the sofer where the two rows, and he went down one of them, there he holds your tor. Why? Shaderech from the Yodam Lahalak, Shaderech a person to walk, you have to walk through the roads. So when a Suffolk, we have to say a Torah. Not sure if it's Rabbonim, the Rabbonim will make a little bit, but the Endarkim League is not Derech to touch. Therefore, when you're touched, there the Rabbonim will not make all. Over there we say, Min a Suffolk, you remain Tommy. The Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Shvilim, there were two roads in the Rishus Rabbim. Echot Tommy v'Echot Torah, and one road was the mace there. Whoever walked through there became Tommy, and one road was Tor. And what happened was, this person walked through one of the two roads, he doesn't know which one. So Holach b'yechod mehen, he went through one of the two roads. And v'yosa Tyrus, he went and was Isaac and Tyrus and Truma. And v'necholo, he ate them, or this food was eaten up. And what happened was, then this person in Asafik, even though it's Asafikim, which is Rab, merely is Tor, but still he was a machmer upon himself. When he went to become Tor, and therefore he had the mechata shvitzed on him on the third day, vishana a second time on the seventh day, v'toval v'tor, and then he went to the mikvah. And then v'holach v'asheni, and he went through the second road. And v'yos taras again, now he did taras on the second road. So lachuris harelo taras, still there remained tor, because even though he went through both roads and one for sure was tamei, but he went to the mikvah, he was tor after the first one. It's possible to say the first one, was the Tameh, and it became Tor already. So walking down the second one, it still remains Tor. Therefore, by the Tyrus he did the second time, also remained Tyrus. What's going to be in Kayama Sarishonis? Let's say he has some Tyrus that he worked with for the first time. They're still around, and he has them together with the second Tyrus that he touched. So now, Elu V'Elu Tluyas, both of these, you have to hang means, you cannot burn them because one of them is tor, but you cannot eat them because one of them is tamei. What's going to be im loy tor ben tayim? Let's say he went down these two roads separately, one today, one the next day, and he did not go to the mikvah, did not become tor in between. Send the lochus like this. Or rishayna is the tayrus that he worked with after the first road that he went down. Those are tluyas. That's a suffik tumah. Meaning you cannot eat them, you don't have to burn them. But the Ashnias, the Tyrus you work the second time, after you went down the second road, that's Yisar food, that you have to burn. Because for sure now the person is Tamei, since he went down both roads, and one of them was Tamei, so for sure he's Tamei. Really the question is, why the first Tyrus that he worked after going down the first road, why do we say it's Tluyas? Because at that time it was a Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, the din should have been that he's Tor, and therefore the Tyrus should also be Tor. Rashim explained, that's the way it should be din. It should be that way. Because it's not going to look right that people said that since you're burning the second Tyrus, as if to say the Tumah, the mace was by the second road. And people come to say the first road does not have any Tumah at all. That's not true. We don't know which road was Tor, which one was not. Therefore we have to say Tluyos, even on the first one also. Mishnah Dalet, a similar halacha, HaSheretz V'yatz V'adei B'Rishus Rabim. In the middle of B'Rishus Rabim, there's both a dead sheretz, which is Tomei if you touch it, and there's a Tzvadei, a dead frog, which is Tor. Noga B'yechem, somebody touched one of these two, and he doesn't know whether it was a sheretz that is Tomei, or whether it was a Tzvadei that is Tor. And V'yosa Tyrus, he worked with Truma, V'necholim, and was eaten up. And then V'tovol, he went to the mikvah, and he became Tor from the Tuma sheretz. And then Noga B'Sher, now he touched the second one. Again, v'yosa tyrus. The locher is a re'elu tyrus. At both times, they're tor, because each one's a sofik tumah b'rishus harabim, since he went to the mikvah in between. Therefore, both true must remain tor. What's going to be in kayomas or rishonis? Let's say you have some of the first truma still around, and now you have the second truma also. So, for sure, one of these two is tamei, even though he went to the mikvah in between, but he first worked with the first tyrus. See, he touched the Tzvadei, the sheretz the first time, or else the second time. So for sure, one of these two trumas are Timaeus. Therefore, the locher is able be lotluyas. Both of them you have to be nagged with a sofik tumam that you cannot eat them, but you cannot burn them either because one of them is really tor. What's going to be im loytovo bintayim? Again, he did not go to the mikveh in between, but first he touched one and did some tyrus, then he touched a second one, and again he did tyrus. So locher is again harishonis tluyas. The first one, after he touched, has a din of sofik tumam. And again, we do not say a sofik tumam, which is rabim over here. Because since we're going to have to say the hashniyas yisarfu, that the second one you're going to have to burn, so people say then, if you say the first one is tor, that for sure the second one was the sheretz, and I come to make mistakes. So therefore, since we're saying the second one is vadei tomei, because at that time he is for sure tomei the person, but we also have to say the first one remains tluyas, that's safik tomei. The Mishnah Hay, Shnei Shevilim, there were two roads, Echad tomei v'echad tor. One road there was a mace there, whoever walks through it becomes Tomei, and the second road is Tor, whoever walks through remains Tor. Now what happened was, Holach b'yechad mehem, Reuven went through one road, and he's not sure which one of the two roads he went through, and then v'yosa tyrus, let's say he touched Truma, he touched Kochim, and then Ubo Chaver, his friend, came, Volach b'sheni, went down the second road, and v'yosa tyrus, he also later touched Truma, touched tyrus. So really, one of the two is Tomei, and one is Tor. We don't know which one. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Emnishalu Zebifnei Atzma, they both come to ask the question separately, then Torah, each one is Tor, but each one's a Din Torah by himself. And we say, Leave one a Chazaka de Mikara, since before he was Tor, so we still say he's Tor now also. But the Emnishalu Shneim Kiecha, they both come to ask the Shal at the same time, the same Rav, then, like Midrabban in these places says, it's impossible to say they're both Tor, because we know for sure one of them is Tomei Mikradin, and therefore we have to say to him, we have to make them both Tomei, since they both come the same time. Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach or Benkach Tomei. Either case, we have to pass in the Tomei. Now really, the Gemara Psachim Adaf Yudas Masbur, that if one asks the Shiloh first, and the second one asks the Shiloh later, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that both the din is their Tor. Each one has a cheskes tyrum. And if they both come together, they both agree that Tomei. The machlekes says where one comes and asks the shaloh for himself and for his chaver, but there's only one coming to ask the question. So is that doima to bezeh achazeh that the Tor, or is that doicha bevasachaz and therefore the Tomei? That's the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Mishnah Vav is similar halacham. Shnei kikorim. Let's say you have two loaves of bread. Echad tomei v'echad tor. One is tomei, one is din of avat tuma, and one is tor. Now ochel es echad mem. One person ate one loaf of bread, and the yosef tyrus afterwards did tyrus. So like this, it's a suffix where he ate the tomei dik or the tor. So chazaka the mikori should remain tor. But what happened was the boch chaver of yochel es hasheni. His friend came and ate the second loaf of bread. And also v'yosa tyrus, he also later touched tyrus, touched truma. So now one of them is tomei and one is tor. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says, im nishalu zebifnei atzma, if each one has to shaila separately, then the locher is torim. Each psak should be, you remain tor, each one has a cheskes tyra. So sofik, whether he ate the tomei the bread or not. So minas sofik, you say still is tor. V'im nishalu shneim kiecha, let's say they both ask the question at the same time. Then we say Tameim, it's impossible to pass them both as Torah, because we're not the Stira. And again, Toiz Mashma is only the Rabbanon de Kiswara. Therefore, we have to say Tameim. Rabbi Yosi says, Benkach Tameim. No, in both cases, we have to say the Tameim, like we explained before, where one person comes and asks the Shiloh for both of them. So that's the Shiloh, what's the Locha? Is it considered like the Basachas or not? That's the Machlokes of Yudah and Rabbi Yosi. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Misha Yoshav of Rishus Rabin, if somebody's sitting down in Rishus Rabin, Bo Echad Vidoras Abagodin, somebody comes by and steps on your clothing. A Shirokak, or else somebody spits, Vinoga Baroika, and you touched his spit. So now, if the person was a Zav, the locher is, that if he's Doras, if he tramples over your Bagodin, they become Tomei, and his spit is also Tomei, Sinavatumma. So locher is al roikoi, if you have a suffix, whether you touch the roik, the spit of the zavanat, that's the locher, surfing as a trumum. The suffix is said, vadai, because it's shriach, and therefore you even have to burn the truma that touches it. But the begodim, it's only a question if the person touched your begodim was derison, and then hocha machrov gobos roiv, and the rove people in that city are not zavim, then the begodim remain torah. What's going to be yoshan b'shus rabim? Person went to sleep in the middle of b'shus rabim. The yomad, and then he gets up. Now kalif tamei midras, his kalim is tamei midras, even if rove of the people are torim, but since he was sleeping, you have to be afraid. A lot of people pass by, and Gubi stepped over his begodim, therefore minasov, the begodim is tamei. Kalim is tamei medrus. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chacham nechama, opposite, they say metairim. No, it remains tor. Since it's the ear again that's rive tamei, therefore they say that you go bust the rive and the begodim remain tor. What's going to be noga ebechad blal? You touch somebody at night time. When you do and you're not for sure, in Chayim Meis, was he alive at that time that you're not telling me, was he Meis already? Or Vashachar in the morning, Amad, you wake up, and Motsa Meis, you find out the person is Meis. So what's the locha last night when you touched him? Do you have to be afraid he was Meis already or not? Shrebi Meir Mitarev, Meir says it's Tor. Before we don't know, the Chesk is Chai, so we say he was Tor, he was alive. Vachom Metam, 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 Vachom. You go after the time when you find it. And now when you find this person, you found him to be mace. So therefore, you have a right to say, last night when you touched him, he was also a mace already. And therefore, you're tummy. Yeah, Mishneh Ches. Shaita achas ir. There's one shaita. There's a lady that's a fool. She does not to watch herself when she's a nida, to watch herself not to touch other people's clothing or her spit. She's not makbar on it. And Allah is a nida, she touches clothing, she's matamadim. Or her roik, her spit is also tamay. Or else, oi nochrit, there's one goya, shiksa in the city. The same thing, the chomu masakin, give him a din like a zovim. Or else, oi kusis, there's an isha of a kusis. But also the chom gave him a din, the matamah marisosim, but tumas nida, block like that nida, all the time. So Allah is then, call her roik in shibir tamayim. Any spit you find in the city is tummy. We have to be afraid maybe the spit came from them, because either she's a shaita or she's a nocher, she's not makbid. Misha doris isha b'god, let's say a lady trampled over your clothing, or she yosh v'ima b'svinosh, she sat down next to you in the ship, so ima ki rosoi shuaycha b'truma kalif tohirim. If this lady recognizes you, and she knows that you're a person that you read truma, so she knows to be makpa not to touch you, therefore we say mustama she did not do it when she was tummy, and therefore kelim is terim. But v'imlav, if not, if she does not know, then the locher is yishalani, you're supposed to ask her whether she was a nida or not. And if she says she was not a nida, then the begodim remain to her. Mishneh Tes. Eidoy me nitma. One eidechot says that he's meyer, that he knows this person became tummy. Vuayma, the person himself, says, learn it to me. No, I did not touch a mace. I'm not Tommy. Slachris Torah remains Torah. He's Neman more than the Edechot. He could be Machash the Edechot. What's going to be Shnayim, Imrim, Nitzmesa? Two Aiden come and say, we saw the way you are Tommy, you touched the mace. Vuayma, he answers back and says, no, learn it to me. No, I did not touch a mace. Seer Tzamachlekis. Rabbi Meir Metamer. Meir says the person remains Torah. Okay, Meir Metamer. Because two Edim is Neman more than you. Vachomer and the Chom say no, who Neman I be at, is Neman upon himself. Because the Klal Odom Neman alatsmo yoysim emeish. So therefore the Chom said the person is Neman to say that he's not Tamei. Other times the Gemara says the Svari is that a person is Neman lataris dibur and he explains himself, not that I wasn't Tamei, but I became Torah already. So therefore Chom say he's Neman. What's going to be Edoim and Nitma? One Eid says the person became Tamei. Ushnaimar Maturaidim say Loinya Tumo. So then Pshita is Tor, Bemush Yoch, Bemush Rabin, Tor remains Tor. What's going to be Shnaimar Matu people say Nitma became Tom of the Eid Amor, and one Eid says Loinya Tumo, you're not Tomei. So you have Adi Tomei, two is Neman against one. Bemush Yoch, Bemush Rabin is Tomei. What's going to be Eid Amor Nitmeis? One Eid said you become Tomei. The Eid Amor, another Eid says Loinya Tumo, you're not become Tomei. You do not know. These cases, Poshid, you do not know. Or else Isher Oimeris Nitzimov, Isher Meris Loin Nitzimov. So it's a Sufik now, one against one. And therefore, Meshus Sayachid Lacher is Sufik to Meshus Yachid is Tamei. Vishasarabim, the Klal is Tor, Salvatum, Vishasarabim remains Tor. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Mokem Shoyi Rishus Hayochid. Let's say this place was first the Rishus Rabim, like a valley, a private place. Benas Rishus Rabim, and then the Rabim started to use it. And then, because of Benas Rishus Hayochid, later on the Rabim stopped using it, and it became like a private Rishus Hayochid. So Loch Riz about Sophic Tumor, Kishu Rishus Hayochid, calls the mind it's used only privately. Sevekitom, if you have a sulfur, whether you touch the mace there, so lochri is sulfur tumma vishus yochid is tomei. Kishu vishus rabim, at the time when people use the bateras vishus rabim, then lochri is sevekitor, and a sulfur we say it's to. What's going to be hamasukin vishus yochid? Let's say had a person that was a skonastafoshus, was a sulfur, if he's dead or not, and he was first in vishus yochid, and now by tziu they took him out to vishus rabim. And then later, they brought him back again to Rishus HaYochid. And later, when you find him, he's mace, and the shalu and somebody touched him in between, we don't know whether he was alive then or not. So Lachar is Keshub Rishus HaYochid, calls the man, he was in Rishus HaYochid before or now. Sveikatoma, if somebody touched him, and he's not sure yet if he was dead at that time when he touched him, so it's called the Safatum of Rishus HaYochid, then he's remained Tomei. Keshub Rishus Rabim, when they carried this person out to Rishus Rabim, and somebody touched him there, and we had a doubt whether he was a mace then or alive then, with a sulfur tomb of Rishus Rabim, then the Lachar is Menas Sveikoi, he remains Tor. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rishus Rabim of Sekis, that in between, when he took him out to Rishus Rabim, since at that time we paskin, that a sulfur tomb was Tor, so Mashmal paskin that the person is still alive. Since so, before, when he was in Rishus Yochid, you can't say if somebody touched him and you have a doubt whether he was alive or nice to say Safatum of Rishus HaYochid should be Tamei, as if to say he was dead, but that's a stira. If now we're paskin and Rishus Rabim is still alive, so you can't tell me before we paskin that he was dead. So if it was like a stira to Tzokim, therefore Shimon says it's Tor before in Rishus HaYochid also. However, the Lach, we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. Paskin eats this a Safat Taka, but that's the Lach though. Rishus HaYochid Sveika is Tomei, Rishus HaRabim Sveika is Tor. Mishnah Beis. Arbo Sveikas, there are four types of Sveikas about Tomo, that Rabbi Yeshua holds Metamei, the Sophic is Tomei, the Chacham Metamei, the Chacham say no, it's Tor. Ketzad, what are these four cases? Ha Tomei Oimid, let's say a Tomei, a person that's Tomei is standing, and the Tor Oiver, and the person that's Tor is going past by, walking past by. That that's their person, unless there was a Mitzvah, is standing underneath a tree, and there are branches sticking out, like an oil, and somebody is passing by under the tree, or the person that's Torah is passing by. Or else the other way. Or else, HaTor Oimid, the person that's Torah is standing under the tree, the Atomei Oiver, and the person that's this Mitzvah, he's walking by. Or else, HaTumah B'Rishus HaYochid, in the case of the Tumah is in Rishus HaYochid, the Torah B'Rishus Rabim, and the Torah is in Rishus HaRabim. Whereas the other way, Rishus HaYochid, Torah Rishus HaYochid, the thing that's Tor, or the person that's Tor is in Rishus HaYochid, the Tumah, the thing of the person that's come is Rishus HaRabim. So it's like this, Sofik Noga, Sofik Lenoga. You have a Sofik whether it touched the Dovra Tomei, Sofik if you did not touch the Dovra Tomei. Sofik Oil, you have a Sofik whether you went under the oil of the mace of the Mitzvah, Sofik Loyayel. You have a Sofik, maybe you did not go under the oil where the Mitzvah was. Sofik Hesita, Sofik Lehesita. You have a Sofik whether you touched, you moved the Dovra Tomei or not. So in all these cases, Rabbi Yeshua Metamei, Rabbi Yeshua says Metamei. He says, why, since there was a Rishus HaYochid involved over here, therefore you have to go to Chumrah. And all these cases, Avodah, of Sofatim of Rishus HaYochid, you have to go to Chumrah, say it's Tamei. The Chacham Metamei, the Chacham say in all these cases, they're Torah. Why? They say, since there's a Tzad Sofat Rishus Rabim, one of them was Rishus Rabim over here, therefore other, we go to Kula, they say the Tzad Avodah of Sofatim of Rishus Rabim, they say you're Tamei. So the Shalom, where part of it's Rishus HaYochid, part of it's Rishus Rabim, how do we look at it? Do we go Bosu Rishus Rabim or Bosu Rishus HaYochid? That's the smachlokes that's between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Ilon Shuwaim made Rishus Rabim. You have a tree that's in Rishus Rabim. V'hatua v'toichot, in the middle of the branches, there's a dava tame there. All of the rosh, let's say somebody now climbed up the top of a tree, safek nova safu l'novi, you have a doubt whether you touched the tumah there or not, so sveke tame, and that's time we say a tame, because that's look like Rosh Hashanah over there, and therefore safek is tame. What's going to be hichnis yodei l'chur? Let's say you put your hand into a hole in the wall, let's say, sheyesh bei tumah, that there's tumah in the hole, and you don't know whether you touched the tumah or not. The person is standing in the Rosh Hashanah, and he puts his hands into a hole in the wall, that there is tumah there. But safek nova safek l'noga, you have a doubt whether you touched the tumah or not. Again, sveka tumah, because the hole itself is considered like Rosh Hashanah, even though the person is standing outside of the Rosh Hashanah, but since the safek is in the hole, and the chur is Rosh Hashanah, therefore min ha-safek we say yotamei. What's going to be chanus? You have a store, she timeya, that there's a dove tomei inside the store. Let's say there's a mace inside the store, it's metame b'yoyel. So upsuch Rosh Hashanah, and the opening is to Rosh Hashanah. Now, someone is just rabbin sofik nichnas sofik le nichnas. You have a doubt whether you came into the store or not. So sveke tor the mice you remain tor, because the knisa to the chnus is it's like a sofik whether you went to a shus rabbin or not, and therefore it's like a sofik to a shus rabbin. And we say the din is sveke is tor. What's going to be sofik noga sofik le noga? You have a doubt whether you touched it. Let's say in the chnus was a davar tamei there. The safek you went inside the shal, if you touched it inside the store or not, or else shtei chanuyis. And then we say safek tor, because the chnus itself, there we say safek is tor. Also because the safek tum of Rosh Hashanah, since the store is all standing by the front of Rosh Hashanah, people come in inside the store also has a lock like Rosh Hashanah to get the tumah. What's going to be shtei chanuyis? You have two stores. Achas tmei, achas tmei, one is Torah, one is tmei. Nichnas, you haven't run to one of them. Safek the tmei, nichnas, safek the Torah, you have doubt which one you went into. Ha'ochr is sveke tmei. Min ha'safek, you say you tmei. Because here you went into the store, and here the store is not Torah, where it's open to Rosh Hashanah. So the store has a loch like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And therefore, min ha'safek, you say you tmei. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Kol shata yochol rabbi sveikus, as many doubts as you could add on, who sveik sveikus and even more sveikus, the halacha is like this. Rishus ha-yochid, if the doubts all come about in a Rishus ha-yochid by hilchas tumam, the halacha is tumah, you become tumah. Rishus rabbin, if these doubts are Rishus rabbin is tor, even if there's only one doubt, still you remain tor. Ketzed, what are these cases of sveikus and sveik sveikus? Let's say nichnas lamov, you went into an alleyway. And the tumah is in one of the courtyards, one of the houses. Now, safek nichnas, safek lo nichnas. You have a doubt whether you went into that chotzer altogether or not. What's going to be tumah v'bayis? What's the tumah is inside a house? Also, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Safek nichnas, safek lo nichnas. You have a doubt whether you went into the house, whether you're tumah, whether you did not go in. So these are all sveikas that you become tumah. Even the case where we know for sure you went into the house. But still you have doubt. You have doubts over there. Self-a-kois-a-shom. You have a doubt whether the tumor is still in the house. Maybe it's not there anymore. And the afilo-hois-a-shom, even if it was there, self-a-yesh-boi-kishir, self-a-chain-boi-kishir. You have a doubt whether it has the shir to matama, you or not. There are different shirim, different sizes it has to be to matama. Whether that's in kitzorah, whether the chadoshom, different shirim. Still the din is in Mishos Yochli to be tamei. Even a case sheyesh bo sofik tuma sofik tara, you have a doubt that thing whether say it's a sheretz or it's a tzvadei, is it torah tamei? V'yafilu tuma, even if you know it's tamei, but sofik nova sofik lenoga, you have a doubt whether you touched it or not. All these cases are sveke tamei. That's halacha. Something learned out from Saita that we should say yochid you tamei. Now Reb Lezer argues and says no. Sofek diator, if you have a doubt whether you went into the room altogether, that sofek is not done with the sofek tumah. Here we say yator. But sofek maga tumah, tummy. If you have a doubt whether you touched it or not, you were there. But a doubt is whether you touched it or not, then echnami, that's the case of a tumah v'shos yochid, that you tummy. Mishnehei, nichnas la bikla, if you went into a bikla like a valley, a muck of a lot of fields, B'maisa Gesham, in the raining time when not too many people walk there, it's called Rishus Yochid. The Tumah Besad the Plainis. Now there's a Tumah Yemeis in one of those fields. The Yoma used to like this. Halachta Lamakum Laz. I went near that place. But then Yedei, I'm not sure. Im Nechnasti Loisa Sodim Loi Nechnasti. Did I go into that field with the Tumah is there or not? So Rebbe Lezim Mitarav. Lezim in this case again. Lishitos at Yitor. Sofag Biyiris Tor. Fachom Mitam. Chom is saying no. Is also nichlo in the klal of sofet tumah b'shus yochid. That mina sofet we say yotamim. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be sofet b'shus yochid tumim? Anytime there's a doubt whether you touch tumah b'shus yochid yotamim, at yom until you tell us for sure loy nigati you did not touch it. And the opposite way, sofet b'shus rabim. Anytime there's a doubt whether you touch tumah b'shus rabim is tor, at yom until you tell us that you know for sure nigati you touched the tumah. Az Rishus Rabim, what's called Rishus Rabim here for the Hilchos Tumah? So the Mishnah says, Shevilei Beis Gilgal. This road through the Beis Gilgal, that means the roads that go up to the Beis Gilgal, we'll soon explain what that means. V'chein Ki Yetzvim, similar things like this also. Now some say Beis Gilgal means a very narrow and steep road, so it's hard to walk up there. Therefore, so such a thing, the chen kiyotzvim, something like that, that's a very narrow road, is Rishus Sayochot the Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is called Rishus Sayochot because the Rabbim don't use it. But Rishus Rabbim the Tumah, Hilchos Tumah, that's called Rishus Rabbim, since some people use it. In other words, for Rishus Rabbim, it has to be that three people use it, or three people are there, that makes it like Rishus Rabbim for Hilchos Tumah. Amar Rav Lezer says, is only mentioned this road going up a steep road. Elo Shem Rishus Yochel Kach Lakach. He holds no, it's called Rishus Yochel, even for Hilchos Tumah also he holds. But since the Rabbim do not use it, that's called Rishus Yochel, even for Tumah also. Hashvilim Hamafloshim, but the roads that open up Laburus to the ditches of war, Lasich and Lamoros, the caves, or Lagita is sent to the wine presses, Rishus Yochel, that's called Rishus Yochel the Shabbos. But here, Rishus Rabim Tumah. Here it's called Rishus Rabim Hilchos Tumah, because here many more people use it. Like people traveling through use it, therefore this would be called Rishus Rabim for Tumah, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Mishnah Zayin. Habiko like a valley. So Vimay Tachama, it's a place of a lot of fields. It's in the summertime, Rishus Ayochot, the Shabbos, because people don't walk through the fields when it's growing. Rishus Rabim Tumah, though. It's called Rishus Rabim Tumah, because still there are some people there. That was Rishus Rabim, but still there are a few people. It's Rishus Rabim for Tumah. The Yomei Sak Shom, when it's raining, though, Rishus Yochel Lekach Lekach, when it's raining, then come on, nobody goes through the fields. And even for Hilchos Tumah, it's also considered like Rishus Yochel. Mishnah Ches, the silky, that's like a big room, a big ulam, that's miyuchid for gatherings. You have a meeting place, like a hall. So Rishus Yochel Shabbos, since there are mechitzas there, it's called Rishus Yochel Hilchos Shabbos. But Rishus Rabim Tumah, since a lot of people are there, the luck of a Sofek Tumah, Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Yudah says, in Moimed Huba Pesach Hazer, somebody can stand in one entrance. For Royni could see from there as a Nechnosim, as a Yetz and Pesach Halos, you see where people come in and leave the other entrance. So still it's called Rishus Yochel Lekach Lekach, Yod even Vilchus Tumah is called Rishus Yochel. Since you can see the people come in, you know exactly like when they're in, when they're not, that's still considered like Rishus Yochel. If you love it, if you can't tell, Rishus Yochel, the Shabbos goes through on the Chitzis, but Rishus Rabim the Tumah, Vilchus Tumah, it's called Rishus Rabim. Mishneh Tes HaPoron, that's a big building, something like a meeting place that we had before. Rishus Yochel, the Shabbos, again, Rishus Rabim the Tumah, simple, there's a lot of people there. The Chen HaTzdod, and same thing, the sides of it have the same halacha. Rabbi Meir Roim Menor, HaTzdod, Rishus Yochel, Kach Lekach. The sides is called Rishus Yochel, even Vilchus Tumah also. Mishneh Yud, HaTzdavonis, that's like a room that has open. The sides are all open, so we should, all right, we'll continue on the next tape.